A rainy Thursday in Freetown highlights one of the main concerns in the upcoming presidential and parliamentary elections. Christiana Thorpe is the chairwoman of the National Electoral Commission.
The main challenge has been the weather so far.
August marks the height of the rainy season in this impoverished West African country. Inland, the rains can be heavier and more frequent than in the coastal capital. Voters in rural areas have to travel across washed out and rutted mud trails, sometimes for miles on foot, to reach polling stations. Election officials will have to travel the same roads to deliver ballots and, after the vote, official tallies. Voters will choose Saturday from among seven presidential candidates, including 69-year-old Vice President Salomon Barua. They will also be picking 112 members of parliament from among more than 570 candidates. In addition to the poor weather, voters are also expressing concern about the potential for violence and fraud at the polls. Lamine Lepia is a farmer from Sembahun, a small village in a diamond-rich region. Many homes and other buildings in the village were destroyed by rebels during the country's decade-plus civil war and have yet to be rebuilt. Many villagers were killed. Lepia says he does not care who wins, as long as there is no fighting.
I need peace. Whether Brown, Joseph, whosoever, God points to rule this nation. That's the first thing I want. Not because of what the people are talking, not that one I'm looking at.
Lepia says that during the Civil War, he fled the violence several times, and he does not want to run away again. The final rallies of the three major political parties, held on consecutive days in the capital, have been raucous, but peaceful. Analysts say this is reassuring, but they say if voters suspect tampering with the results, that could spark hostilities. The National Electoral Commission, civil society groups, and journalists have implemented several initiatives to combat tampering and reassure the public. Thousands of independent observers and many more representing political parties will fan out across the country. Several hundred journalists will report on local radio stations throughout Election Day. To prevent tampering, vote counting will begin immediately after polls close, and tallies will be transported in sealed envelopes. Despite their concerns, Sierra Leoneans, after years of single-party rule and a brutal civil war, seem excited to exercise their democratic rights. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Freetown.
We want to make this country become happy, but you need to change. The people that can able to change us. So